Welcome everyone to our VIP episode 7. Today we bring in the wonderful, amazing John Falco, who I'm so excited for you guys to hear, or y'all to hear, the amazing, wonderful story of this amazing human being. In June last year, I was sitting in a training review, my first one, where I talked about the STEM brands. I talked about our growth. I talked about our opportunity. And I was in front of Julia and Tim, who's our global CFO and our CEO. And it was quite an open dialogue where we talked about where we're winning, but where we have gaps. And one of those gaps was our cross-brand opportunity, where we can truly collaborate, because every company, for instance, needs technology. But is every company who we're working with at SRG and Bartek using Lorien, for instance? So we created an opportunity, we pioneered a role, and we found this amazing human being, which is John Falco. And John today is going to be able to share his story, the person behind the story, and also, you know, just ask him some key questions for someone who is a true expert in his market. So welcome, John. How are you doing today, man?
I'm doing great, Danny. Thank you. Thanks for having me.
Pleasure. Absolute pleasure. So why don't we kick off and get straight into it? Why don't you tell us your story before you joined the Impellum Group?
Yeah, no, I appreciate it. So I graduated from University of New Hampshire, and I ended up going to a sales competition in Bryant, which is a another school for my sales program. And Tech Systems was there. So I ended up getting introduced to them, came on board. A couple of my friends worked in a different market there, and was recruiting. So I was solely focused in recruiting for development and financial services. And then from there, I moved to Alku, where I could be an account manager. And I was specialized in what I was doing. So I was only selling Workday, which is a HRIS platform, financial services. And only working with Workday customers, did really well there, you know, 50, 80K GP. And then moved into a leadership role, started a division for them, as well as went into a role where we were discovering new markets like NetSuite, data science, Amazon Web Services, and then selling to our largest enterprise customers across brands, what I was able to do. So when this role came around, it felt like something where I was really able to utilize my 8 years of experience that I've gained. And I thought that was really unique in a role, you know, to come join you guys. So
beautiful. So you've told me a lot about your sales experience. Tell me a little bit about John Falco.
Yeah. So I'm an only child. So people sometimes, you know, pick up on that. But I feel like that also makes you who you are, right? You have to go out of your way to make a name for yourself. You know, you don't have your siblings going through the high school already. And I've always kind of been like that. Very family oriented. I have a lot of goals, both financially, and I've always been a hard worker. Started off, you know, working as a janitor, working as a lifeguard. So I've always been working, pride myself on that. Like to stay fit, snowboarding, skiing, stuff like that here in New England. So, that's a little bit about, you know, what I do outside of work.
Perfect. Beautiful. So tell me about, why did you join us? Why did you join the Impellum Group?
Like I said, I mean, I felt like it was an opportunity where it wasn't just an account executive role, and it wasn't siloed. It was very much, you know, utilizing everything that I've been able to learn. And a lot of what I've learned in the staffing agency comes from time, mistakes, and, you know, hopefully not replicating any of that, coaching and, you know, intuition. But my friend Nate, who's president of SRG, referred me here. And when I went through the interview process, I met with yourself, obviously, Claire, Ryan, Erica. And those four interviews really helped me, like, hey, these are like-minded individuals. We're going to be creative. We're going to be strategic together. I felt like I hit it off as much as possible via Zoom as you can with someone. And it reaffirmed my decision to come here.
Beautiful. Lovely, man. Thank you. So in terms of the role, what makes this role so unique for you?
We've never had it, right? First and foremost. So it's I can put my flag on it. And at first, like, it was, very much meeting everybody, understanding the different brands, what we do well, areas for improvement. It's also, I've never had a role where I can kind of call anyone, and chances are we support that from a delivery perspective, whether it's bar tech with engineering, the obvious Salesforce or mobile, but IT, as well as anything in the life sciences space. So I also really like the idea of having a diverse portfolio. I sold and went through sales management during the pandemic, right? And that really reaffirmed the importance in, having a diverse portfolio, not having all your eggs in one basket. And for me, this is an opportunity, for that, for my own book of business, but also just for growth from the company. And then, like, when you guys say double North America, like, that really, like, fires me up, because I feel like I'll have a direct hand in that.
Yeah, beautiful. And I know I've got some questions I'd like to ask you, but I want to ask you, you've been in now for 2-3 months. What have been the realizations and the things that you're most excited about now, and maybe the challenges you faced?
Most excited is, again, it probably will always be the opportunity, because I just see so much room for growth. I like the way that we're doing things at this company to become more cohesive. I do feel like I have that support there. When I first started, I was like, it seems like I'm the only one that's talking to all the different, arms, right?
Yeah.
But we have performance and development with Lizzie and Anna now, and there is processes that we're putting in place that are more cohesive across the brands and getting the groups to talk to one another. Yeah. And I see that as a challenge, but also, like, I do see that as a strength as well. And it's been really good now that I'm actually, I got past the, like I said, meeting everybody and understanding the process. Yeah. Now I'm excited to go out and start bringing in the business. So
beautiful. Love to hear that. And, look, when you're pioneering a new job, you need to kind of create a roadmap, a vision. But when you join somewhere, you hear one thing and you find something else. And I think the beauty about someone like you is you've come in, you've really got to know all the stakeholders. You spend a lot of time engaging everyone to really figure out what's the best route to grow, what's the best opportunity. We know the opportunity is off the scale. And yeah. I think everyone's been very warmly receiving your time, because they see someone who really wants to get out there and make the magic happen. If you look at the market right now, it's got a bit tougher. And I know you've got some couple of wins coming along, but how do you win? And what would you be sharing with those listening today? How do you win in a tough market?
I just think that, like, you can't dwell on that, right? Like, when you look on LinkedIn, there's highlights of companies doing layoffs and stuff like that. Yeah. And it can be daunting, but, like, at the end of the day, we have such a diverse book of business that you just need to spread it out. And when I call customers, some of them are like, hey, I'm concerned. I may be getting laid off myself. Then you pivot that conversation. Now you're talking to them as, okay, hey, I can tell you about the job market. I'm sitting on rec meetings, job meetings, day in, day out. Why don't you and I talk about the market? Maybe that person goes on to be a director somewhere else. Yeah. You're also following up with customers that aren't hiring. Maybe they start hiring in Q3. They're going to remember the people that worked with them during this slow time. Yeah. And you're creating a net for yourself. You're building these relationships and pipeline. But at the same time, we got to eat. So as much as I'm doing that, it's also a great opportunity to get out of your comfort zone and go find other new clients, because the clients that have been feeding you for a little while, they may be slow right now. So you need to go and get something new and take market share.
Yeah.
And this is a good time to be aggressive on that, especially if other companies are struggling when it comes to internal resources or anything like that, or they're just feeling the same way. They've been supporting their normal book and it's slow. Like, now's a good time to go to take market share.
Love it. It's funny. I started in staffing when typewriters existed. It was 22 years ago. And I was an 18-year-old kid And I joined at a time when the market had literally just about to crash. It was a terrible time for America. September 11th had just happened literally 3 months later when I joined. And to everybody listening, I blanked for my first 6 months. I didn't place one single candidate. I was rubbish. Against the backdrop of a market that was in volatility, and it was very scary. But the best thing for myself was controlling the controllables. I outworked everybody. So that when in December 2001, I broke into a new client, 4 years later, I had 300 contractors there and I was making $500,000 as a 23-year-old living in Amsterdam in the high life. The market didn't break me, it made me. And I think, you know, I always say to people, if you can be successful in this market and thrive, you can be successful in any market. So this is the time when we just need to skill people up, but be very clear. If you're in a sales job, this is the one thing I need you to do. If you're in a recruiter job, this is the one thing you need to do. If you were to give advice to anyone today, the one thing you would say to them, John, what would be your piece of advice?
I would say, like, I know it's obvious and it is repetitive, but controlling what you can control. And that could be anything from when you wake up and start your day to how long, much time you spend on stuff to your attitude, your front end metrics, right? So front end metrics, no matter what the market is, that's something you can always have high quantity. You're creating a sales funnel for yourself, right? So I look at it when I try to build a book of business as I'm trying to build a book of business of 100 hiring managers, 20 realistically hire from me, and 7 really, really, me and them are great. And that's what I'm always chasing and looking for. But the quantity piece and is what I would say on both sides. So more submittals, you know, more starts, you know, more shots take, more hits you get. So
love it, love it. And, you know, the one other thing I'd say to everybody is you've got a lot of examples in the business who are doing well. Have a look at them, see what they're doing, lean in, cross-collaborate, understand and identify who the best people are and what are they doing. I promise you, you might think people like Andy Lim, Rick Garza, Kimberly Bouvier right now, you might be thinking they're just magical. They're just working very, very hard. And they're speaking to the right people who can give the right return. So love that answer. Thank you, John. One big question that I've got for you. So during the town hall, SIA, which is the staffing industry analyst, kind of the go-to for information in the market, and the market was brought up. What do you think about the state of the market or the state of that?
Yeah, I think, I don't know, if at first I was like, maybe they're just like if I was at SIA, I would just say that we're slow to other agencies, right? Oh yeah, we're slow. What else do you guys have? What do you guys have going on? What are you guys working on? So take that with a grain of salt too, right? These are our competitors at the end of the day. But when the market gets, when tough times, what is it?
Tough times, tough people.
Yeah, exactly. So it's like, just diversify your book of business and don't overthink, right? Like capitalize on what you have. And that's why I've been like so in the details about the two customers that I've brought on, because I've been staffing in periods where I don't know where my next job order is and I don't know where my next offer is. So when I'm at the altar, I'm doing everything I physically can to make sure that I close that, because I know how hard it takes to build a pipeline and to the dials. So when the market's the way that it is, gravitate towards the business that you have and do everything that you can to close and capitalize on that.
Still like it's your last deal type thing.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Handle it with care. Like the candidate, they're closable. Everything like that on the delivery side, everything's tight on the MSA side. You know what I mean? And gravitate towards those companies right now.
Yeah, absolutely. And look, you know, I remember hearing this quote, and I don't know if it's true, but someone was talking about, I asked my team to give that 1% extra effort. And every time they felt a bit tired, just push yourself that little bit more. Every time you thought, I'm going to close off the day, I'm going to leave that for tomorrow. Yeah. Do it today. Just push yourself a little bit more, because it will make the difference. The best salespeople, best recruiters are jugglers. They can juggle a few things at once. So even if you're happy with what you've got, continue to push on and go out there and get what you need to do. It is a crazy time, and we're not here to survive. We're here to thrive. That's the most important thing, and really make this the best place in the world to work, no matter the market. And that's the only thing we can control. So I really appreciate it. John, we're wrapping up. Is there anything else you'd like to share to our wonderful audience before we close off on VIP 007?
Yeah, I would just say, well, two things that I wanted to address based on what you had just said about just kind of like overextending yourself in your comfort zone. Two things I always taught myself were like, at the end of the day, if you're feeling kind of like, you know, almost brain dead and you're about to sign off, like I put in my head 5 more calls. And some of those calls, because I pushed myself to just do 5, have changed my life. Like you talk to someone at 6 p.m., they're in a great mood. You get to know everything about that customer. Also, I always try to get hung up on 5 times per week because that shows me that I'm like, I am stepping out of my comfort zone. I'm overextending myself. I am reaching. And that's what sales is. So those are two things
there. I like
there.
That 5 times thing. Do you know what? I like that. And just so people use the word 5, there is, I remember years ago, we were doing analysis on how long does it take for a client to trust you? And usually it's on that 5th phone call. Usually it's the 5th time that they hear your voice going, you are really here. You are consistently getting hold of me. You're consistently trying to speak to me. You're there. I trust you're an expert. I trust that you want to work with me. So it gives people resilience beats, what is it? Persistence beats resistance every day of the week. But I also like the fact that you factored in, you're going to get bad moments. There's going to be times where people are going to put the phone down. It's part and parcel of the business. But even more now in a tough market, you know what? A lot of our clients will be the ones looking for jobs. Karma. They've got to think, be good, because good things will happen to you. If you're not good, maybe not good things will happen. That sounds pretty morbid, but you know what I mean. It's like, be nice and good things should happen to you.
Yeah, and I was a little bit hesitant, you know, to bring this up in the first place. And I'll just preface it because, you know, I'm very passionate about what I'm doing. I want to be, you know, 40 under 40, how you were with that. And I just want to be known. And I really believe that I'm truly one of the best at what I do in this industry. I had 2 big fights with leukemia in 2019 and then 2021. So one was leukemia of the blood, obviously. And then the second was actually in the brain during the pandemic. And I put a podcast out on that. Like, I don't, you know, I'm happy to share that and other people can listen to that story. Yeah. But I wasn't going to share that information because I want people to form their opinion on me based on my work ethic and what I'm able to do. But then I was getting my haircut the other day and this woman was getting her wig trimmed. And I was like, you know what? This is an opportunity for me to step out of my comfort zone and just say like, hey, like, other people go through this. We can get through this. You will get through this. I got through this. And the reason why I'm putting that out on this call is like, there may be somebody internally that's dealing with something like that. They may have a relative dealing with something like that. And it would be selfish of me not to at least open that up as, you know, you can talk to me about something like that, or I can provide perspective. But yeah, that provides a lot of perspective in what I do on a day-to-day basis, I would say, as far as like, you know, mental health, physical health, obviously. But, you know, what I'm driving towards, right? Like I'm very, very driven. And, but yeah, that was a complete rebuild, from, you know, from walking to building my immune system back. And, you know, we can really do, there's really no excuse. Like we can really do anything that we put our minds to. And, you know, this business is, thankfully, you know, great rewarding from a financial perspective, but also you got to look in the short term of like, what did I do this week, you know, that's making me happier or a better person, week in, week out. So, just something to kind of think about too, and did want to throw that out there.
Well, John, look, it's inspirational what you've gone through. Like you are, you know, we talk about resilience being the number one trait the best sports or leaders have. You are resilience through and through. The definition of what you've gone through, I wouldn't wish it upon my worst enemy. And I'm just so proud to work beside you. So humbled and honored that I get to work with you all the time. Your attitude is just infectious. You know, the way you come in every day, you wouldn't ever have thought that you've gone through what you've gone through. But maybe that is why you're so amazing and why you're such an inspiration to us all, because of what you've gone through. It shows there's no fear. There's just sky's the limit for someone like you. And we're very lucky that we've got you at the organization. I really appreciate you sharing it with everyone. I know it's probably not easy. But honestly, It just shows what an amazing person you are that you even consciously don't, you know, thought, well, should I not share it? You know what? When I'm late for something or I'm sitting in a cafe on Sunday and someone's being too loud next to me and I'm getting annoyed, I'm like, these are first world problems. Yeah, this is not a problem.
Right.
I think it reminds us how life is short, life is tough, but we make what we can of it. And you really are a soldier among many, a general amongst a few. And I thank you so much for sharing your story. Thank you for being very vulnerable and open with me today. I know it's Monday as well. This might be shown on Tuesday, so imagine it's Tuesday either. But it is a blessing to have you here. And I'm so happy I'm part of your story and your journey now. And I'm so happy that you joined the Impelium Group and believed in us. It's a big, big year ahead. But thank you for everything. And thank you for being number seven on the VIP series. And again, for everyone, this is our... These are our virtuosos. These are the ones that are pillars in our business that we want to share the story, show that it's possible for everybody, and everyone can be like a John. But thank you, all of you, for listening. Have an amazing week. And John, thank you so much again, sir.
Yeah, thank you. Thank you, Danny.
Cheers, man.